Earth and Sky.
Mars's tiny moon Phobos created a big stir among astronomers in early 2010. That's when the European Space Agency's Mars Express spacecraft flew by the tiny moon. Earth Sky spoke with Thomas Duxbury on the science team collecting images of Phobos.
As you get higher and higher resolution of the images, you see more and more detail on the surface. It is just pockmarked with craters.
The biggest crater on Phobos is called Stickney.
And from radiating from this crater are these long linear features that go all the way around to the backside of Phobos.
Duxbury said these features look like grooves you make in the snow when you're building a snowman.
If you look at these features and you start rolling balls of snow, and of course it gets bigger and bigger, you get these indentations in the snow.
Duxbury thinks these grooves were created when an asteroid impact threw up large boulders that rolled from the crater.
You can actually see how these trails follow the topography.
Duxbury added that these questions and more might be answered by a future mission in 2011 to collect samples of Phobos and return them to Earth. More interviews with scientists at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.